Hello, everyone. You're listening to the I Go With Ego podcast, bringing you guests with first-hand experience in studying abroad and seasoned personalities excelling in the workforce. We want you to own your journey and be the best you can be. Now presenting your host, Ego Kelly Ekakite.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Go With Ego podcast, the number one podcast in study abroad where inspiration meets action. I want to start by saying Happy New Year to you. Welcome to 2024. But especially, I would like to say welcome to all our listeners who have always been with us, and welcome to all our new listeners. I'm deeply grateful for the vast number of new listeners we have each week, and I want to thank you all for joining me on this journey. I really hope that the I Go With Ego podcast is serving you and is trying to help you get to the next level in your life. I'm deeply grateful that you've taken the time to be here with me every time we drop a new episode. Thank you for your reviews and comments. Whenever I read them, you know I'm deeply humbled and touched by them. So please keep them coming. Today's episode is a compass guiding you through uncharted territories of 2024. It is time to awaken your potential, to foster resilience, and to harness the powers within you to conquer this year. So let's dive in and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. First, embracing change and resilience. Embracing change and resilience is a crucial part of personal and professional growth. You know, change is a constant in life, and you know, being able to adapt to it is essential for success. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges, which is a valuable skill to have. Raise your hands right now if you had setbacks in 2023. I'm guessing that almost every person listening right now has their hands up. Whether you're cooking, taking a walk with your dog, having your alone time, as long as you're not driving, please do not raise your hands while driving. Everyone else, raise your hand, and we all have raised our hands. It shows that we are all human, and it is completely okay to have experienced setbacks. The question then is, what did you learn from the setback? Because what can truly help you is the spirit of bounce back ability, as described in the game of soccer. One of the keys to embracing change is to be open to new experiences and ideas. This is only possible by staying curious, by seeking out different perspectives, and by actively seeking opportunities for growth. Another important aspect of embracing change is to have a positive attitude and a positive mindset. This means that you have to look for the silver linings in every situation, and you see challenges as opportunities for growth. Resilience, on the other hand, is about being able to cope with adversity and to bounce back from setback. It involves developing a strong sense of self-confidence and self-belief, and being able to take actions in the face of difficulties. One of my favorite authors, Brené Brown, said in her TED Talk, The Power of Vulnerability, that change is hard because it requires unlearning. And unlearning is not just an actual intellectual endeavor, it's a vulnerable transformation. She also goes on to say that resilience is about being able to hold multiple truths at the same time. It's about being able to say that this is really hard, but I'm going to make it through. That's the power that each one of us has within us. Secondly, unleashing your potential. Unleashing one's potential is a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. It's about understanding your unique strengths and abilities and using them to pursue your passions and reach your full potential. Now, the first step is to identify your strengths and weaknesses. This can be done through self-reflection, through feedbacks from others, from friends, from mentors, or it even can be done by taking assessments like the Myers-Briggs type indicator, so that once you have a clear understanding of your strengths and weaknesses, you can begin to set goals that align with your strengths. The next step is to create an action plan to achieve these goals. Now, this includes identifying the steps you need to take, setting deadlines, and finding the resources and the support you need. It's also important to anticipate any roadblocks or obstacle that may arise and develop strategies to overcome them. But remember that within you lies immense potential waiting to be unlocked. So believe in your capabilities, believe in your talents and unique gifts, whether it's pursuing a passion, learning a new skill, or stepping outside your comfort zone. Dare to explore the depths of your potential. Let your aspirations fuel your journey towards greatness. The next is cultivating positivity. A positive mindset is a catalyst for success. So you must train your mind to see possibilities amidst adversities. Practice gratitude, visualize your goals, and affirm your strengths daily. Surround yourself with positivity, be it through inspiring books, uplifting conversations, or empowering communities. Our mindset shapes the way we perceive the world and ourselves. So therefore, a positive mindset allows us to view challenges as opportunities for growth, while a negative mindset can lead to pessimism and self-doubt. When we cultivate a positive mindset, we are on the right path to achieving success in all aspects of our life. One of the key elements of a positive mindset is self-talk. How we talk to ourselves can have a profound impact on our mood and our behavior. So therefore, by focusing on positive affirmations and self-compassion, we can reduce stress, we can reduce anxiety, we can boost our confidence and resilience and achieve our goals. Also, practicing gratitude can also help us maintain a positive mindset. Oh, thank you for this. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, I believe this. Oh, you know, I know this didn't work. So taking the time to reflect on what we have and what we're thankful for can help shift our perspective and increase our sense of happiness and well-being. The question then is, what are you thankful for? Personally, I can tell you I am thankful for my life. I'm thankful for all my achievements in 2023, becoming a US citizen, joining the best military in the world, but most importantly, I'm thankful for you. Never forget, your mindset shapes your reality. Number 4, turning setbacks into comebacks. Now, setbacks and failures are inevitable in life. Let's just get that fact clear. But it's how we respond to them can make all the difference in the world. So instead of dwelling on the disappointment and frustration, we can use setbacks as opportunities for growth and resilience. The first step, in my opinion, is to recognize and accept the setback. Because denial or avoidance will only prolong the process of recovery. It's important to acknowledge the disappointment and allow yourself to feel the emotions that come with it. Next, we must reflect on the setback. Take the time to analyze what went wrong, what you learned, and what you can do differently next time. Now, this in of itself can be a valuable learning experience that can help you grow and improve yourself and others around you in the future. So we must refocus our energy and efforts on our goals, set new targets, create a plan to achieve them. And when we use setbacks as motivations to work harder and be more determined than ever before, exponentially, and achieving all we have longed to achieve, I always tell everyone around me, including myself, that setbacks are not roadblocks, but detours leading to new opportunities. So together, we must learn from our setbacks, pivot when needed, and use failures as stepping stones to success. Embrace resilience, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward with unwavering determination. Because for me, I can tell you proudly that your comeback story awaits. Number 5, empowering true connection. In today's fast-paced and technology-driven world, it is easy to feel disconnected and isolated. However, there's a strong need for people to connect with each other and to feel a sense of community. Empowering true connection means you're creating a supportive environment that fosters growth and development for individuals and communities. You know, one way to do this is by fostering meaningful connections through mentorship and networking. I am very big on mentorship. I'm very big on networking as well, because mentorship in of itself can provide guidance, support, and access to resources that can help individuals reach their full potential. Networking can help individuals expand their horizons and create new opportunities. Another way to empower true connection is by providing peer-to-peer support. I love this specifically. This involves connecting individuals with similar experiences, challenges, or interests which can help them feel supported and empowered. When people work together towards a common goal, they can create a sense of community and purpose, which can be very empowering for all involved. Remember that connection is a powerful force. So learn to strengthen bonds with loved ones, seek mentorship, and build a network that fosters growth. Collaborations and shared experiences amplifies our journey towards success, because together we can achieve more. Number 6, championing self-care and well-being. Self-care and well-being are essential components of a healthy and fulfilling life. One might wonder what self-care truly means. Self-care refers to the activities and the practices we engage in to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. When last did you take that vacation? Or did you buy yourself a gift? Well-being encompasses our overall sense of happiness, contentment, and satisfaction with life. In a fast-paced world where we are constantly bombarded with stress and distraction, it is easy to neglect our own well-being. However, championing self-care and well-being means making a conscious effort to prioritize our health and our happiness. And this can include practices such as exercising, healthy eating, stress management, and mindfulness. Additionally, self-care can involve engaging in activities that brings us joy and fulfillment, such as hobbies, creative pursuits, or socializing with loved ones. For me, when I'm stressed and I've had a long day, when I come back home, I shower, I eat, and I just want to watch anime, because anime has this way of uplifting my spirit and just making me forget about the worries of life. And so you must find that hobby, that thing you like to do, that can help you take care of yourself and can help you relieve the stress you might have gone through in the day. So it's important to remember that self-care and well-being are not one size fits all. What works for one person may not work for the other person. So it's important to listen to your own bodies and minds and to tailor your self-care routines to your individual needs. Finally, as we conclude this empowering episode, remember that 2024 is not just another year. It's an opportunity to redefine your narrative, to embrace change, to shine brightly amidst life's challenges. Believe in yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving for the extraordinary. You are the author of your story, and 2024 is your canvas. Seize it boldly, paint it vibrantly, and make it a masterpiece. Here is to a year of growth, empowerment, and endless possibilities. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, be sure to subscribe for more empowering content, and please share what you've learned from this episode. Remember, you are capable of achieving greatness. Until next time, embrace every moment and live your best life. Welcome to 2024. Thank you so much for joining me.